AI agents are everywhere, automating tasks and making decisions at machine speed. But agents make mistakes. Just one rogue agent can do big damage before you even notice. Rubrik Agent Cloud is the only platform that helps you monitor agents, set guardrails, and rewind mistakes, so you can unleash agents, not risk. Accelerate your AI transformation at rubrik.com. That's rubrik.com.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/arts. Just go to Indeed.com/arts right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/arts. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Hi, I'm Harriet Thomas, and this is There's a Walk for That. A few years ago, I went looking for adventure. What I actually found was the end of years of back pain, a body that finally fit my clothes again, and something I never expected, a personal wellness sanctuary right outside my door. I'm not a doctor or a fitness expert, just someone who discovered a daily habit that revitalized my health, my emotions, and even my sense of purpose. From easing stress to shrinking your waistline, there really is a walk for that. Join me as I explore the power of walking with inspiring guests and offer tips to help you make walking a fun, transformative part of your day. So welcome to the show. My guest today is well-being life coach Nima Lakhani. After working for 20 years in education, Nima experienced burnout. She left her career, retrained as a life coach, and she now has her own business using NLP techniques to guide others who, like her, have fallen out of love with their job and are wondering, how can I create the life of my dreams? So welcome, Nima. It's great to have you on the show.
Thank you, Harry. It's lovely to be here.
And I remember very clearly when I met you because we both attended a networking event held by Lucy Wynn. And for anyone who listens to my show every week, I did a fabulous show with Lucy talking all about how walking is a fantastic context for networking. So that's a good one for anyone who is a freelancer, runs their own business, or simply just walks from home.
And just a quick note, if you're wondering what we're talking about here, you can actually hear my full conversation with networking founder Lucy Wynn in the previous episode of There's a Walk for That. That's where Lucy explains how she makes networking fun. Yes, you heard that right, fun, by adding walking into the mix. And it's surprisingly effective.
Anyhow, we met there and I remember so clearly because we started talking about walking and I think you realized that I was a mad passionate walker.
Yeah.
And you said to me, walking saved my life. That's literally the words you used, walking saved my life. And I was so intrigued by that. So I'd love to hear from your point of view, what is burnout? Because it's a word that is, we hear a lot about burnout.
Mm.
But what's the difference between, for example, stress, which, you know, I'm packing up at the moment to move from my house, from one house to another, and I'm looking at the boxes and it's quite stressful. I'm feeling stress, but it's not burnout. I'm just stressed. So what is the difference between stress and burnout?
I think stress is different to different people. But for me personally,
Stress would be something that happens externally for me and I respond to it in a certain way. And if I respond to it in a way where I feel quite overwhelmed, I feel quite panicky, then I am almost fueling that stress, and then you get into stress mode, don't you? Whereas burnout is very much something that's happening to you every single day. It can be silent. It can be unnoticeable. It can be in things that you do in your everyday habits that are either causing it or stopping yourself from becoming maybe more efficient in your life, more happier, more content. And these things eventually build up, and then burnout becomes very real to you. It affects your body physically. It affects your mental state. It affects your relationships, affects your work. So burnout, I personally think, is something that happens over time. Stress can be up and down, you know, depending. It can be situational. And it's what you make of it, right, as well.
Right. So stress comes and goes. So you might feel stressful at 3 p.m. and then by 5 p.m. you're just enjoying life as normal. You know, it was just a blip. But burnout, you're saying, is something that is constant or gets to the point where it's constant?
Yeah, I'd say burnout is that mental load that doesn't make you, that makes you feel like you're constantly on edge. You don't actually, even when you're supposed to relax, you don't feel relaxed. You can't seem to relax no matter what you do. So externally, if you're in a spa, you're still not, if you're having a massage, you're still not relaxing. If you're having a cup of tea and sitting in front of the TV, you're not focusing or relaxed because you're thinking of the next thing or you're thinking of what else has to be done. And you don't notice it, I don't think. When I experienced burnout, I didn't notice it. And I say this over and over again, people around me noticed it because I was on edge all the time. I was quick. I was very fast in everything I did. You know, I never slowed down because things had to be done. You know, in my head, things had to be done. So you are often the last person to notice it. And that's when it hits you hard. And you notice it right at the end, when you are physically drained, when you are mentally drained, when you have nothing left to give. That's when you personally notice your burnout. And that's when, you know, that's when you realise you need actually, something needs to change.
In the next part of the show, we'll hear how Nima actually made that change and how walking became the lifesaver that helped her heal from burnout. For Nima, walking isn't just about movement. It's about finding purpose, staying present, and reconnecting with the people she loves. And as you'll hear, it even makes space for saying hello to a cow named Bruce. So we've been talking, Nima, about the difference between burnout and just feeling the kind of regular everyday stress. And you've mentioned to me that the person with burnout is sometimes the last person to know. And I'm wondering, was there a moment when you suddenly realised, oh my gosh, I'm burnt out, this can't go on?
I remember it was during COVID that we were in the park, and my youngest, she was playing on the climbing frame. She's like, Mum, come up. The old me would have shot up there, you know, gone up there. But I could not be bothered. And I thought, wow, that's not me. I love playing with my children. I love getting involved. I love chasing her, you know, but I just couldn't do it. And for me, that really hit me hard. And I thought, wow, I was 38 years old, and I physically can't play, and I have no desire to play with my child.
You simply don't have energy for them.
You don't. And then there's guilt because you don't have the energy, and that makes you feel worse. And you're like, why don't I have the energy? And you know, but you don't admit it.
You know? So what did you do when you got to that point, when you were in the park and you had that realization, oh my gosh, I don't have the energy to play with my child and I don't even want to?
Something needs to change, right? Something needs to change. And the biggest motivation in my life are my children, more than anything in the world. Like, I'd do more, and we all would, wouldn't we? We'd do more for our children than we'd do for ourselves. So if that's what's going to drive me, then I'm going to do something. And I know that I don't like going to the gym. I don't like, you know, I'm not that kind of person. Well, I wasn't, I am now, but I'm not that, I wasn't that kind of person, you know. And up to that point, I've never in my life, I've always been quite petite. So I've never thought about the food that I put in my mouth. I've never even worried about what I eat and I didn't eat. Never came across my mind, you know. So then actually I thought, no, it's obvious that what I'm putting in my mouth and the way that I'm not moving is affecting what's happening, basically. So something needs to change, and it did.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/audioboom.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
So if you've been wondering what Nima's story has to do with walking, this is the moment. Nima is 38 years old. She's been teaching for 20 years and she is completely burnt out. The breaking point comes in this really ordinary, almost small moment. Her little girl asks her to play in the park and Nima realizes she just doesn't have the energy. She doesn't even have the desire. And that's when everything starts to shift. Here's what happens next.
So 2016, I left teaching. I had that burnout. And I remember I didn't go out the house for a long time. So I was very lucky that I had my brother, my sister and my sister-in-law almost doing like a family takeover, coming to my house and saying, we're going to get you out of this house and we're going to go for a walk. And I was like, no, I don't want to. And I remember them taking me out for a walk and they said, look, we'll go for a 5-minute walk. We'll just give you some fresh air, get you some fresh air, and then we'll go for a coffee afterwards. And the thought of having a walk and going for coffee in public at the time when I was feeling really rubbish was my worst nightmare. But we did it. And I remember that was the time I felt truly supported. Something about that walk, that fresh air, made me feel a tiny bit positive, because at that point, nothing felt positive, you know? So, and from there, every now and then, me and hubby would go for a walk. So for me, you know, this theme is walking. And I said to you, walking saved my life. And when I say it, I genuinely mean it, because walking for me has meant so many different things at so many different stages in my life. So walking has been the consistent thing. So in 2016, when I went through burnout and overwhelm and I left my job and I had this big, you know, for me, it was getting me out the house simply for fresh air. And it wasn't that much walking. It was just stepping out the house. Because before, walking for me was like, no, I'd rather take the bus or the car or the, you know, it was nothing. It was just an easier option. And then after that, 2019, we moved to Dubai to live as a family. My husband got a job there. Exciting times. Promised myself that I'd never do full-time teaching because it wasn't working for my lifestyle and our family. And I did. I got there and I got to a really good place and I did do full-time teaching. COVID hit that year. We had to come back, but I was full-time teaching through COVID. came back, and that's when my weight spiraled because I was, you know, we were all home eating, cooking. And then, but then September 2020 is when I got really serious with my walking. So up to that point, walking just meant fresh air for me. From the point of 2020, walking meant getting myself out in the middle of the day when I was with my kids, with them 24/7. It gave me some a sense of freedom. It gave me a sense of my own time away from feeling stuck in the house. So every day I would prioritize 12 to 1 when the kids had their lunch break and hubby had his lunch break from his work, I would go for an hour walk. And that became such an ingrained habit that if I didn't do it, then it felt strange. And that walking time in that period, that COVID period, gave me some respite. It saved me from feeling, well, eating maybe, or just feeling down, or it gave me an alternative, you know? And then as the weather turned and it got colder and dark, like rainier, it was so easy for me to say, no, I'm not going to go out. But then it made me realize that I've been making excuses all my life. And actually, this is just an excuse. So I can do it. And I pushed myself in the rain, in the snow, in the whatever, to walk. And it felt so good because it made me feel like I could challenge myself. And it gave me little challenges for myself. So that built up my kind of mental, I suppose, health. And then that kind of pushed on to, well, if I can do this, then I can do more. I can walk more. I can push myself more, and then I can eat better. And I did. I ate much better. I cut my portion sizes. Anyway, in that time, I lost, I was 74 kg before I went to Dubai, and I got down to 52 kg in the 2 years. So I lost 22 kg. And I went back to my normal weight, when I was in a good place. So at that time, walking for me was freedom, health, and respite. And then from 22, 23, when things got back to normal, to now, walking is the most powerful tool for me for clarity, for intention, for setting intention for the day. For now, walking for me is such a habit. It's like brushing my teeth. If I don't walk in the morning for 45 minutes to an hour, then I don't feel my day set up, and I try and make it up. I don't put pressure on it, because the second I put pressure on walking, I stop enjoying it. So I do it because I love it and I enjoy it. And now walking for me is going out and looking at nature, reflecting, clarity for my business, clarity for my home life, what I want I want to create in my home life, in my family, in my business, and how I want. I'm just trying to create the best version of myself, and walking helps me give clarity for that. I'm starting to observe and be more present, because every day on my walk, I see cows. Well, sometimes I do, sometimes I don't. And I've become a bit obsessed with cows. It's really strange. I've never cared about cows that much. But I see them, and I've named this cow Bruce, and I put it on my socials, and I'm like, where is he? Where's Bruce? You know, it's really funny, but it's like, okay, now I've got a bit of an attachment. I need to see these cows. So it's become really kind of, and then, you know, walking allows me to, I'm on the phone to one of my best friends every day or every other day, and that gives me time to speak to her, and we champion each other, you know, and that gives me that positivity in the morning that, you know, we get to moan with each other. We get to talk about our kids. We get to talk about our businesses. You know, we're in the same space in terms of coaching. So it gives me that time to do that before, and then clarity to, and also kind of, you know, if this is a problem, how am I going to solve it before I start my day, so it doesn't bother me for the rest of my day, you know? So when I say walking saved my life, it's been different things for me at different stages of my life.
So let's just take stock for a second. Somehow, simply by walking every day, Nima has healed from burnout, lost 22 kilos, and found a sense of freedom. Walking has even given her space to think through her purpose and helps her making business decisions. Oh, and then there's Bruce.
I have an image in my mind of a woman who was burnt out, confidence, self-esteem, rock bottom, not interested in walking anyway. As you said, you would normally take a bus or something. So walking wasn't even on your radar. But I love the fact that it was your family who somehow they must have seen, we need to get her out of the house. And then you said that even in that little 5-minute walk, you saw something, a little chink, a little bit of light came through. And I love how that developed, you know, how you through your story, walking became different things for you. It became a way to get back to your weight and the body that you wanted to have. It was a way to have freedom from your domestic life, some mental space. It was something that became absolutely necessary, a daily thing to set yourself up for your day. And then I feel like it's now become a mindfulness activity as well. Like, so slowly through the walking, you've been opened up to the wonders of nature and the joy of nature. So it's a huge development in yourself and your relationship with your body and your relationship with the world outside. And also I love that little bit about how it's also an opportunity for you to connect with your friend. So it's your time when you can just focus on talking to her as well.
Yes.
And I think it really, for me, your story really reflects why this show is called There's a Walk for That. Walking can kind of do everything. And it responds to you. It gives you what you need in that moment.
It heals the soul, I think. And when people say that to you, it feels very like, oh, what's she talking about? Actually, but for me, walking has healed the soul. And now my stage is walking for like this connection, like that networking event we went to. And my husband now works from home quite a lot. And for us, our time together is walking. He's into walking as well now because I'm doing it all the time. So he's like, what's this all about, you know? So now he's into walking. So whenever he has some time in the morning, he'll say to me, are you going for your walk now? Because I'm free at this time. We can go then instead. And actually, I don't care about when I go for my walk as long as I go for it. And then that gives us time to kind of think, okay, what's happening in the house, the kids? Like it gives us time to connect as well. And that walking is also for relationship building, right? Because, and I think sometimes there's something about walking side by side with each other and not having to look at each other in the face, and you feel more relaxed in that way and you're doing something. And in between the walks, you're like, oh, did you see that? Oh, look at that. Oh, should we go here? Or should we go for a coffee? It deepens relationships, connections. It's just, there's something to it. So I think for this stage of my life, it's kind of connections, clarity in business, relationships. It gives everything, doesn't it? If I describe walking in one word, I think it's contentment. It just gives you contentment, doesn't it? It just gives you that kind of, you don't want or need for anything more in this moment.
So let's talk a little bit more about walking and a sense of contentment.
Contentment, peace is something that seems to be in very short supply in everybody's lives. Mm. And I would love people to think, oh, okay, so let me just try this walking thing. Let me just try going out. And obviously Nima and Harriet think that contentment lies on the path. So why don't I just try this? Yeah. I mean, for you were explaining how you weren't a walker. It wasn't something that was a natural thing for you to do. Mm-hmm. So for anyone listening who might be thinking, well, I'm really interested in everything that they're saying. How do I start? What do I do? What would your advice be?
I think instead of going, if you're planning a coffee with a friend, plan a short walk with a friend, you know, do it with someone. Because actually, if you're not sure if you like walking or not, it takes the pressure away of actually doing the walk. You're chatting, you're having a coffee, or walk to a destination, you know, with a friend, or listen to a podcast, or, you know, don't make it about the walking, make it about something else. And then you're doing the walking in the process. And guess what? It will give you so much more than you imagined.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good. UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
I'd love to know a little bit about your work that you do now and how maybe your work-life balance, if we can call it that, is different. And, you know, how did you create your dream life, if that's where you are, or, you know, perhaps you're on that journey?
And it's strange, isn't it? When people say to each other, I'll help you create the life of your dreams, it feels almost untrue or fake. Because actually, how can you create the life of your dreams? Well, your dreams are just like things that you want to do that you're too scared of admitting. So actually, I know that after I left teaching and when I decided I wanted to become a coach, I know that my biggest value was family, freedom, time and well-being. So if I wanted to do those four things, how can I blend my life and my work rather than balance it? It's not about the balance, it's about blending. Right? In each day to make sure I get those values every day within my job, my business, and my life. So, and I do. And I'm not afraid to admit it, that I am content. You know, I feel content. You know, there are days when I'm like, oh gosh, this is happening. But I always come back to contentment. And that contentment is very balanced with gratitude. You know, because actually I'm at a place right now where I can wake up in the morning, I can go for my walk, I can be with my kids, which I couldn't before, and I could plan my day so that I work, and my work, I have coaching calls, maybe 2-3 hour coaching calls in the morning, which are really amazing because I love it, I enjoy it, that's my enjoyment part, and then I get to go to the gym, and then I get to cook for my family, and I come back and I do some more. I might have another coaching call. I have my own tutoring business as well. I also supply, I do teaching still. I've got my hand in supply teaching. So I create each day differently, the way it serves myself, my family, and my business the best according to my values. And that's why I can truly say that I feel content. You know, it's how efficient you are in the time that you've got and how you blend it, that you are content and you're meeting all your values, right?
To bring it back to walking, I think that's where walking comes in, because it gives you that very special time away from your house, your office, all the bits of your life. You actually leave them behind. And even if it's just for half an hour, you leave them behind, and that gives you the mental space to reset, to do that conscious awareness work around, okay, how am I feeling? What's going on? Oh, look at the beautiful world around me. Let's just reframe life, and you arrive back home with renewed vitality and just a positive framework for your day.
Mm. It's that pause, isn't it? That really important pause it gives you in the day.
That's exactly what it is. It's a pause button, isn't it?
Mm.
It's a pause button in your day. And how often do we think, stop the world, I want to get off?
Yes, you know? Yes. And that's my getting off, you know? That for me, if it's getting too intense, I walk. You know, and that's my escape and also my healing.
It's such a simple thing. Do you know, I have never heard anyone say, I went for a walk and it was rubbish. You know, I have never heard anyone say that. I have heard people say, I really want to go on a walk, but I don't have time. That's the most common thing I hear. I know I'll feel better if I go for a walk, but I just don't have time. And it's that little mental switch that is like, have a look in your diary. Give yourself 20 minutes and just get yourself out. And you'll see that this will actually help you in the rest of your day. This will make your work life more productive. This will give you the idea for a problem that you've been missing. This will simply give you joy and energy to go back to your life and be able to give what you want to give.
Yeah, it's almost by sacrificing that 5, 10, 15 minutes to actually add value to your day and make you more efficient, isn't it? So actually, a lot of women come to me and say, I don't have time. Time seems to be a very, very big obstacle. And then we go back to our perception of time, you know? How much time do you need? You know, let's look at your day. Where can we find that gap?
I certainly have found that time seems to stretch when I'm walking.
Yes.
It feels like I might have been on a kind of huge journey, and I've actually been walking for half an hour, but my mind has gone through so many, it's unraveled and it's made connections and it's had ideas and it's seen beauty and all this thing happens, and you can't believe that, was that really just a half an hour walk?
Yeah, I don't know. It feels like growth because you have time to reflect, time to create, time to make connections.
So I know that listeners would have got such a lot of value out of hearing you talk about walking, but also hearing about how you have created the life that you really do want to live. After having experienced that life that really brought you to your knees.
Yeah.
And so if listeners would want to reach out to you and find out more about your work, how do they do that?
I have a website, which is nlreflectandlearn.com. They can reach out to me from there. My email is nima@nlreflectandlearn.com. And you can find me on Instagram as well as NL Reflect and Learn Life Coach. So I'm on that. I'm on Facebook as Nima Lokani as well. So
fantastic. I will make sure that all those details are on the show notes as well as links so that people can click through and and find you out there. But thank you so much. It's been so wonderful talking to you. And I just think the walking journey that you have described is so wonderful. And you told us about so many different ways in which walking has supported you, helped you, opened your eyes to things. I hope that many listeners will be inspired to reach out to a friend, as you have advised, book in a walk and just give it a go. Who knows what's going to happen, right?
Exactly. It's been such a pleasure talking to you as well. It's lovely to meet someone just as passionate about walking as I am. So thank you.
So now I've come out for my daily walk. You might be able to tell from that bird song that I'm in London in a lovely little park where we have parakeets as well as the robins and the blackbirds and the wrens and the sparrows. It's autumn, so there's lots of leaves on the ground and acorns literally dropping from the oak trees as I walk along. So this is my midday walk. Like Nima, I work from home and I have a walk every day at midday. sometimes I don't have my work if I have an appointment, or sometimes I'm late and whatever, but in general I try and have my midday walk every day to clear my head, reduce any stress that might have been building up while I'm working, exercise my body, feel the air on my face, see what's happening to the trees, the squirrels, those parakeets. Maybe have a chat with some of the dog walkers. And I've been reflecting on Nima's story about being burnt out and discovering, or really being led to walking by her family. And just that first 5 minute walk that she really didn't want to do, but that opened the door to a little glimmer of positivity. And I'm reflecting on that as I think about a study that came out in 2024, the 2024 Global Talent Trends by Mercer. They questioned 12,000 participants globally. And the conclusion was that 82% of the workforce is at risk for burnout. And some of the reasons cited are excessive workload, financial strain, exhaustion. So if you're one of those people who is highly stressed, possibly in burnout, I'd love you just to think about Nima's story and how walking and her family support provided the way out for her. It's so simple. It's such a cost-effective way to prioritise your well-being. And if you remember, Nima also really believes that walking is now an essential ingredient in her business life, helping her to be more productive, helping her to think more clearly through challenges in her business. I guess my parting message today is, you know, if you're feeling that stress, if you're feeling like you could be burnt out, the answer really doesn't lie in taking a holiday, having another glass of wine, binging on Netflix. You really don't have to buy anything to support your well-being. The answer is totally free, and it's right outside your door. And it may seem like a ridiculous claim, but I'd love you to try it. And sometimes that first step is the very hardest thing. But our bodies are built to walk, evolved over millions of years to walk. Walking is how our mental, physical, and emotional systems regulate and become healthy. So if you do go out for a walk in your local park, even if you don't believe a word of what I'm saying, it really doesn't matter, because the walking will just do its magic. So give it a go. If you're feeling overwhelmed, stressed, burnt out, what have you got to lose? Just try. Remember Nima. Remember how she didn't want to move. She didn't want to leave her house. Call a friend. Go out together. Take a walk. And discover this amazing activity that we can do to bring ourselves back to natural, balanced health.
And that's it for this week on There's a Walk for That. Big thanks to Nima Lakhani at NL Reflect and Learn, and to the team at UK Health Radio for getting this show out around the world. Next week, I'll be joined by Sue Mott, CEO of charity Stepping Out with Carers, to talk about how walking can replace isolation with connection, health, and happiness.